This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Got you on my mind. Hey, we're happy today, folks. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point. And the reason we are rocking and rolling today is because it is indeed my anniversary. That's my anniversary here with The Point for 30 days. 1 month ago, we started this show, and it is our anniversary. And I'm happy as I can be myself. And today, producer John Abraham, pretty much full-time producer Brian Temple under the weather today, and also Brody Hogan. We've held this thing together as best we can, and we've enjoyed it, and we're going to celebrate our anniversary today. Let me talk to you a little bit about how much fun it is to start a radio show from scratch. For somebody just to say, hey, you want to do a radio show? Go for it. Well, this is my second one. My first one was done while I was kind of doing it on the side as a federal employee, Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. And that show lasted 15 years and is still going. And I got an invitation to the White House to meet the president because of it. So where is this thing going to go? I have no idea. But let me tell you how starting a radio show works. It's almost like lighting a campfire in the wind in the middle of the night. You strike the match, you cup your hands around the flame, and you just hope the wind doesn't blow it out before the fire catches. The first month on the air, well, that's kind of like when the fire becomes steady and warm, or it just blows away. The truth is, nobody, myself included, launches a brand new radio show with a built-in audience. There is no automatic applause, no guaranteed listeners, no guaranteed callers sitting by their phone wanting to call you. Those first few weeks of the show, which are these first few weeks of the show, are just about showing up, putting in sweat equity when it feels like maybe there's nobody listening. But you have to keep going. You have to build up consistency, and you have to build trust with the audience. The first month is where your habits form, kind of where you get into your own rhythm of the show, where people learn where to find you, and you decide, you know, what patterns you want to form. Does your voice belong? Do people want to listen to you when they have that time in the afternoon when you're on the air? But that only happens if you stay on the air long enough for them to discover you. And that's what we're trying to do. And it also is where you find your footing. And we're still working on that. Right now, we feel like we're going to be pretty much a political talk show, but we're also going to be a community show talking about things going on here and also things people are doing that are good in the community. So the first month, our first month has not just been about broadcasting. It's been about commitment. It's been about being here every day, day after day, and doing this show and hoping it's catching on. But I would like to mention, just if you've listened for the first time, you know, kind of the people we have on this show. And thus far, we have had 30 guests on the show, and you're going to have to bear with me because I'm going to mention all of them. We've had Steve Schmidt, the chairman of the Madison County Republican Party. Marty Connors, former head of the Alabama Republican Party and now a political consultant in Montgomery. Mo Brooks, former congressman and now candidate for the State House of Representatives. Dr. Casey Wardinsky, former Huntsville City School Superintendent, and now the President of Regenesis Stem Cell. John Olszewski, former Garrison Commander, former City Council Member, now a Senior Vice President with the Energy Industry. Coraline Dobson, a candidate for Secretary of State. Angela McClure, political broadcaster. Bill Kling, long-standing Huntsville City Council member from District 4. Jared Hudson, who is a law enforcement officer who's running for the United States Senate. Michael DeWalt, Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Reservist, who is a candidate for district judge. Sheila Bannister, who is a longtime political consultant in the field of education here in our area. We have a recurring segment with the editor of the Redstone Rocket, Mr. Skip Vaughn, called the Redstone Rocket Report with Skip Vaughn, where Skip goes over what has been happening the previous week out on Redstone Arsenal. And I know not everybody has the ability to access the arsenal, so we think we're providing a service. And Skip's on with us once a week. We also do a segment I call Friendly Friday, which we're going to do that, our second segment today. And one of our first segments on Friendly Friday, we had Tom Chapman, who's the owner and former chef of Nick's Ristorante, and they perform a service I think is pretty cool, where they have their patrons will donate cigars and other materials, and Tom sends those, and his staff send those to people, soldiers who are deployed overseas. During the Super Bowl week, we had a man who could barely fit in the door, and that's Wes Neighbors, our owner of the station and also kind of a sports legend here in Alabama. We had one of our first guests for a segment that I do on Tuesdays called Veterans Corner. I'm a veteran myself, and I'm of the opinion that a lot of veterans don't really know what benefits they have access to, so I'm going to help inform people of that. We've had John Kingsley, who was the president of AUSA here in Huntsville. Keisha Bryant, the director of public transportation in Huntsville, to tell us all the stuff that's going on with our bus system. Hillary Parker, the director of YMC Outreach. They do a lot of good things for the community. We've had incumbent state senator Sam Givon. James Lomax, who is incumbent state representative. We have candidate for U.S. Senate John Roberts, who's also in the real estate industry. Candace Duvalet, who is a candidate for state representative. I think my very first guest was Aaron Thomas, who is a candidate for the state representative, and he also owns all the Donato's pizzas around here. Pretty good stuff if you get a chance to try it. We've had Rex Reynolds. Rex is an incumbent state representative, and he's head of the budget committee. Wes Kelly, CEO and president of Huntsville Utilities. Kenesha Dees is going to join us weekly. She's the anchor and broadcaster of Fox News. Barry Moore joined us yesterday. He's a congressman who is running for state senate, a U.S. congressman. Yesterday, we also had Charles Winters, who's the executive vice president of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Will Pylant, who's running for city council and is currently a lawyer here in Huntsville. Well, that's what we did month one here at Talk Radio WZZN. As Augustus McCray and Captain Woodrow Call said on Lonesome Dove, it's been quite the party, Augustus. We've had great guests here. And guess what? The little old me is the guy who goes out and rounds them all up, and they're starting to learn that our show is a good forum for their voice. So what we're really missing in this show, though, is you. Tell your friends, tell your relatives, tell everybody to come listen to The Point with Bill Crawford. We'd love to have you. We'd love to talk to you. It's your show, not mine. Okay, John, let me draw a breath here, and we'll get out of here for a break, and we'll be joined by State Representative Philip Rigsby on the other side.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
You need a lawyer and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away. But my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office, too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll go you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
By now, you know about Eagle Masonry and Insulation. And maybe you know that Eagle also does landscaping and dirt work. But how about after paint work? Shower doors, shelving, and mirrors all taken care of by Eagle. The same Eagle that takes care of all your masonry, insulation, and landscaping needs. Eagle brings the same level of expertise to all these disciplines, and they're ready to provide you with a free quote. The website is the same, insulatewitheagle.com, as is the phone number, 256-755-1556. Give them a call and see what Eagle can do for you. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
SportsMed is the official team physicians of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. And if the pros trust SportsMed, you can too. SportsMed provides every service you might need for complete orthopedic care, specializing in orthopedic surgery, sports medicine, joint replacement, spine surgery, neurosurgery, and podiatry. And they offer their own brace shop, in-house full-body MRI, physical therapy, walk-in clinic, and so much more. Four locations and on the web at sportsmedalabama.com.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Well, howdy, this is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. And that's me, Bill Crawford, alongside producer extraordinaire John Abraham. We're glad to have you with us today here on Talk Radio WZZN. If you'd like to, go ahead and fumble around in your pocket for some change. Put a quarter in the payphone. Give us a call, 256-382-0724 on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline, where we are joined by our first guest today, and that is State Representative Philip Rigsby. Philip, are you there?
Hey, Mr. Crawford, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Philip, I'm Bill. I'm glad to have you here. Firstly, let me apologize for my little mistake in scheduling back when I was out the other day. I'm glad you were gracious enough to come on today. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. I appreciate the opportunity to be on. Look forward to talking with you.
All right, well, I'm going to introduce you a little bit with some of the material I have. Philip was born in Huntsville, Alabama. Graduated from Butler High School in 94, earned a doctorate in pharmacy from Auburn University. I guess you're going to say War Eagle in 2000. He owns Huntsville Compounding Pharmacy and the Medicine Shop Pharmacy. He has served as the president of the Madison County Pharmacy Association and the president of Harrison School of Pharmacy Alumni Association. Philip is a state representative. I'd have to say, from what I've read, you kind of hang your hat on public safety and increase healthcare access, parental rights and economic growth, and also responsible budgeting and transparency in government. Is that a good, accurate summation?
That is a good summation. I'm going to have to update that because I actually sold the Medicine Shop Pharmacy back in 23, but I still own Huntsville Compounding here in Huntsville. So.
Well, let me ask you this before we get into politics. What is the difference between a compounding pharmacy and just a regular pharmacy? Is there a difference?
There's a big difference. That's a great question. So if you get a prescription from your physician for an antibiotic, or say your child gets a prescription because they got an ear infection, you're going to go to your normal retail pharmacy drugstore, and you're going to get that prescription filled in a kind of a one-size-fits-all prescription. But let's just say you have a kid who won't swallow medicine, and no matter what you do, no matter how you try to hide it, they will not swallow it. A compounding pharmacy can do several things to kind of help that. We can reflavor it, or we can even make it into a different dosage form. So we do compound different things for kids, adults, et cetera, such as an antibiotic suppository. We've got several kids who won't swallow medicine, so we make it into suppository form. Mom and dad give it to them when they go to bed at night. Everybody's happy. But we do vet medicines for your furry family members at home. We do different types of compounded prescriptions for humans, hormones, pain medicines, things like that, topical pain medicines to help. So everything we do at our store, we actually compound in the store. So it's not coming out of a bottle made for the masses from a drug company. We're actually making it here at our pharmacy.
Well, you know, that's kind of a near and dear subject to my heart because my wife and I have a little dachshund, and we can take one of his pills, and I swear we could wrap that thing in a 4-inch thick fillet, and he would eat the fillet and spit out the pill.
Super, super common problem. We hear that all the time. So we make medicines for animals specifically in transdermal dosage forms that you rub through the ear. You don't have to worry about the tablets or the capsules. We make it in flavored liquids. I mean, it's just amazing what we can do to really make giving medicines to people and animals a lot easier.
Well, let me ask you this, one more question on this, because I think it's fascinating. So if you go to the doctor and you just have a regular prescription and you normally fill it at, you know, one of the chain stores, but you say, mm-hmm. I want to try something different. Is it covered by health care to go to your compounding pharmacy?
So not normally. And the reason is I give people an example all the time. If you need new brakes for your car, and you say, I don't want the ones that are made for everybody. I want you to go back there and machine me some just for me, right? So there's an extra cost involved in that. There's more labor involved in that. A lot of the things we do are for people who have allergies. You know, that one of the number one fillers in commercial products is lactose. Well, what if you're lactose intolerant? You may not know that your capsule you're taking is the one that's keeping your stomach upset. So we can make things lactose-free. So this is, specialized medicine, so a lot of the insurances will actually exclude this type of service. But it's not astronomically expensive. I mean, healthcare, man, we could talk healthcare for hours, but healthcare is one of the unaffordable things in America right now, no matter what you hear on the news. And prescription drugs are not immune to that. Prescription drugs actually are one of the rising costs for healthcare, and so we try to keep it affordable. Most people come in with a prescription, they're expecting hundreds of dollars, and most of our scripts are much less than that. And so we're able to, the thing I love about my job here is we actually really help people every day. They've gone to the routine drugstore, they've gone to the physician, they want them to use a certain drug, and for whatever reason, that commercially available product just doesn't help. And so we're kind of a next resort, if you will. But, most people, they don't need us. And most people don't even know we exist. But when you need us, you need us. Like we made a prescription for an infant a while ago who has reflux. Well, you can't give an infant a capsule or a tablet. They can't swallow it. So we can make things into suspension forms to really help those families, help that little one. So we're just real thrilled about what we do here. We're just willing to help, which is really the heart of who I am. I just love to serve people. I love people in general. I just, you know, life verse is Philippians 2:3, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. And that defines not only my pharmacy, but also my public service. And I'm just always thrilled to help anybody any way I can.
Well, hey, pardon me for going down this road so far, but I think this is fascinating, and I think it's something that's educational to our listeners. So one final question on a compounding pharmacy. When you sure. graduate, you know, from Auburn, from pharmacy school, do you have a sort of a separate major or concentration in this, or is this just something you learn as you begin your pharmacy practice?
So the new students these days are getting a little more exposure to what compounding is, and you can, as a student, take some specialized trips to different compounding facilities and things. But a lot of the training you get for both the compounding, and we also do nutritional consultation, I do hormone consultations, adrenal fatigue, stress consultations, almost more of a life coach for your health, things you need in your health. But all of that, you know, I had to learn after the fact. A lot of self-study, a lot of classes, a lot of reading. You know, making sure I understand, and this is going to be my 22nd year here at the pharmacy. And so just have really enjoyed, you know, this type of work and getting to help people every day who haven't been helped already.
Well, I know this isn't a commercial, but I think what you've done is given a real good description of what you do. So before we get into politics, tell people where you are if they need your service.
Yeah. So we're Huntsville Compounding Pharmacy. We're at 800 Dr. Joseph Lowry, and the best thing I can tell you is we're right behind the drive-through Chick-fil-A off of Governor's Drive. If you know where that drive-through Chick-fil-A is, where traffic is really bad every day at lunch, we're the parking lot right behind it. So we're just thrilled to be here to help folks.
I think everybody in the state of Alabama knows where every Chick-fil-A is. They're hard to miss. So let me get into a little bit about your career as a representative. You kind of told us why you got into the pharmacy business. When did you decide, I think it was in 2022, that you said, hey, there's something else in this world I want to do, and that is politics. What led you down that path?
Well, I don't know if I'd put it that way, but you know how it really happened was, is I had talked to a couple of guys who were in public service. One specific was a Senator Tom Butler, who's also a pharmacist, and so we had that in common. And I, you know, my life has been narrated by service. You know, that's been the common theme in my life. And you named off a few of the things that I do, but I'm also a volunteer firefighter EMT. This is my 20th year to do that with the Monrovia Volunteer Fire Department. I serve as an elder at my church, get to preach about every 6 weeks. I love to serve people. I got a phone call one day saying that former Speaker of the House, Matt McCutcheon, who's going to be retiring from public service here soon, was not going to run for his seat again, and I needed to consider that. And so I started asking some questions. I still had two boys in high school, didn't know that it was the right time or not, had my pharmacies, and just really began to pray about that. And I've got a couple of guys that I have set at what I call my personal executive table, and I started asking them, tell me why I shouldn't do this. You know, why is this not the right time? Why is this not the right space? And after a lot of prayer and a lot of discussions, I just ran out of reasons to say no. And so I felt like God was opening the door. I worked hard. We got out and campaigned hard. Had a pretty tough opponent in my district, which is there in the city of Madison. And you know, by God's will, here I sit, fourth year of this quadrennium, looking to go up for reelection next time. And we'll just see what God has planned. I'm going to work hard. If he wants me there, he'll put me there.
Hey, Philip, one thing I do want to ask, something a lot of people take for granted, but they really shouldn't take for granted, and that is what district they actually live in. Now, I know you represent District 25. Could you tell our I know your name's going to be on the ballot in District 25, but kind of give us an idea of the geographical boundaries of District 25, the people whom you really represent.
Absolutely. So I represent in Huntsville, the Sherwood Park and Research Park area. I represent the city of Madison. The Bob Jones School District is really a kind of a good way to look at that. Waltriana and that area. And then I go up north into the Monrovia area, which is the county. So I've got some of Madison County, go all the way up to Mount Zion Road and Douglas Road up there. And then I go over actually into Limestone County. So I actually serve both Madison City, Huntsville City, Madison County, and Limestone County in my district. A very diverse district, a very changing district. There's a lot of growth in that area. And with Space Command coming and a lot of changes we got coming, we've got to do some things to stay ahead, some infrastructure issues. But it's a great area. It's a thriving area. A lot of business from retail out on Highway 72 to industry to space defense and research park. It's just a great district to be able to represent, and I'm honored to do so.
Well, that is a very important district in this area. And one thing I'd like to mention, we've had a lot of political candidates and also serving incumbents on this show since we've been in existence in January 20th. And everyone mentioned something you just talked about, that, and that is infrastructure and roads. What is the situation with, I know there's a lot of people who say, hey, Madison, you know, they threw a bunch of houses up in some cotton fields and they didn't really plan the roads out. What's happening with the roads and the infrastructure out there? Is it catching up to the growth or is it ahead of the growth?
Well, you know, roads and infrastructure is a really tricky thing here in the state. And so, you know, the way that the roads are done and the way that the planning happens, there's a lot of politics involved in that, unfortunately. And that's one of the things I learned when I went to Montgomery. You think you just go down there and say, hey, we have a need. Let's widen Highway 72. Let's extend it out. We've got some growth. And they say, okay, we'll do a study, and that's going to take us 7 years to do that traffic study. And then we're going to do something else, and that's going to take a couple of years to get that done. And so, you know, we are behind. I think it started back when BRAC came to the Huntsville area. We got some of that. We didn't get all of that. And we've just seen a steady growth since then. And I don't think it's Huntsville's fault. I don't think it's Madison's fault. I don't think it's Madison County's fault. I do think the state is a little behind in helping us get to where we need to be, and we need to continue to work to get that up here. One of the biggest frustrations for North Alabama, and North Alabama is just an economic boom engine here. A lot of our money goes other places in the state. I think the most recent statistic is about 32 cents of every tax dollar that we send to Montgomery comes back to North Alabama, specifically the Madison County area. And with the growth that we have here, that's just not enough to keep us going the direction we need to go. And so we're going to have some struggles. We've got some things that are ahead. I know that Chairman McCutcheon has got a plan for roads. I know that Mayor Battle has a plan for roads. I know that Mayor Bartlett has a plan for roads. We just got to be aggressive at making sure we get that funding. I hope we're going to see a little bit of a change with the new governor and maybe a new appointment to ALDOT. But we'll see. We just got to continue to be vocal, tell our story, make the argument. And I don't know that anybody can argue that we don't need that help up here. The growth is just tremendous. We're so blessed up here all the jobs and things that are going on. But we got to stay ahead, not just roads, schools. We got to make sure that we've got space in classrooms for kids. We got teachers to teach them. And then something dear to my heart, first responders. We got to make sure we got public safety covered. We got enough sheriffs. We got enough police officers. We got enough firefighters, EMTs, dispatchers. We got enough people working in healthcare to take care of all these folks up here. So Huntsville's been a great place. I've lived here my whole life, born and raised here. I've seen the change, but I'm excited about the future, and I think we've got some great things ahead of us.
I think you are absolutely correct, and I think everybody that I've had on this show echoes that sentiment. So were elected first in 2022. Now you're up for re-election in 2026. Reflect for a moment on your time as a state representative, and what do you think is something that you really think that you left your fingerprints on that other people would say is important?
Well, things that I've learned most is the relationships that it takes to be in this position. You know, as a non-politician, and I don't consider myself a politician, even though I'm in politics, and I know everybody says that. But everybody asks all the time, what's the thing you like about going to Montgomery? What have you learned? What's been your experience? I love the people. I mean, as a pharmacist, I'm a people person, specifically a community pharmacy. I like knowing folks. I like knowing their life, their stories. And I've got to see some great stories that I probably would have never been introduced to had I not done this bout of public service. I love the work that we do. You know, being able to go to Montgomery and do things like a bill that I have right now that I hope to get out this session that would protect us from human cloning. And everybody goes, well, that's just scientific. That's far down the road. And I would argue that we're not too far away from doing that. And I value life. I don't want it to become a commodity. And so I would love to leave a fingerprint of just setting some boundaries and guardrails before, you know, science gets away from us in that area. I've worked great for our veterans. Passed a bill where people come into Alabama, their spouses could get licensed easier to get jobs. Helped with education. You know, we passed the CHOOSE Act, which is, you know, somewhat controversial in my district, being a great school system, which Madison is the shining, the Madison City Schools is the shining star of school districts. A lot of people move to Madison City just for that. But making sure that parents have the option to make sure their kids, you know, have the right choice for their education. And then the other thing is the tax cuts. I mean, we've given more tax cuts in this quadrennium than in the history of the whole legislature. And that's just an amazing thing just to be a part of. And then as a pharmacist, we did some PBM reform and, you know, not to get too deep in the woods, but pharmacy benefit managers are kind of like the middleman in healthcare. A lot of our cost is inflated because we got too many middlemen in the healthcare system. And pharmacies were really being affected, and patients were losing access, specifically in rural Alabama where those pharmacies were closing. And we did some things to kind of make sure that the insurances were playing fair in a free market that's not always a free market that's fair. And so everybody wants a free market. I'm all for free market, but we got to make sure it's fair for everybody to participate in that free market. I'm proud of what we did.
One thing you mentioned, and I've been reading and studying a lot about that, and you alluded to it briefly, and that's the issue with rural health care. You know,
yes, sir.
How are y'all addressing that in Montgomery? I know we just recently got millions of dollars to help with that issue. Tell us briefly, as the clock is becoming our enemy rapidly, tell us how y'all are going to address that down there.
Well, real quick, I was honored to serve as a co-chair of the Rural Healthcare Initiative that Pro Tem Gudger put together. And what some of the things we looked at was making sure that we're retaining our students who are graduating from our schools in healthcare. We got to figure out ways to make sure they stay in Alabama. That's one area that we're doing. We did a rural hospital health tax credit to help those hospitals hopefully keep their doors open. We're also looking at something called paramedicines, where paramedics do treat in place. You know, if you have somebody with a non-life-threatening emergency, as opposed to transporting everybody, especially in rural healthcare, where there may be one ambulance, and that ambulance goes and picks up a person with back pain, and they got to take them, you know, 30 miles away, that takes that ambulance out of that community. What can we do to make sure that we allow treat in place so we keep that ambulance in the district for service? So there's a lot of things in healthcare that we need to do. Two of the biggest things, I'll just go ahead and mention it because it's the elephant in the room. Reimbursement's always going to be an issue. We got to make sure that if you're providing good health care, you're getting paid for it. And then access, making sure that we don't have, you know, deserts for health care. We got three counties with no dentists. We've got certain neighborhoods with no OBGYNs. You know, we've got lots of areas with no pediatricians. And we've got to start addressing and identifying that. Part of that is that, just identifying where the problem is and then concentrating our efforts there.
Okay. Well, hey, Philip, it's again, I really appreciate you coming on with us today. I know you're a busy man, but what I always like to do is this. I like to give our guests the last word. And when somebody is running for re-election, the last word, although you can throw a war eagle in there if you want to, but the last word I like to give people who are up for re-election is this. Answer this question. Why should you vote for Philip Rigsby?
Well, I think just the fact that I'm here to serve. I'm here to put aside politics, listen to the people, listen to the issues. Anybody who's ever had an issue and come to me, I'm not going to always tell you we're going to agree, and I'm not going to always tell you that I can do anything about it, but I am going to promise you that I listen. And I think that's so important, not having a personal agenda when you enter into these things. And so I hope that my record speaks for itself. I hope my integrity speaks for itself. And I hope that in November, God willing, we'll be back in Montgomery for another 4 years.
All right, Philip, hey, that's a great answer, and thank you for your time today. Again, pardon me for my little scheduling gaffe next week. It won't happen again, and hopefully we can get you on again before May 19th. Thank you for your time, sir.
Sounds great. Have a good day, Mr. Crawford.
Yes, sir. And let's go ahead, John, and let us take a break. That was Representative from District 25, Philip Rigsby, telling us a little bit about why he needs to be reelected again. And he's with us on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline. You can be too. 256-382-0724. John, as they say, take it away.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
No Wi-Fi?
How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown. Get a Generac generator from Current Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit GenSuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
Most current way to keep your power on, GeneracSuperstore.com.
Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman, a partly sunny and mostly cloudy sky this afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 60s. As we head into the overnight, some showers and thunderstorms are going to push their way into the Tennessee Valley. Some of those could pack a bit of a punch, but we're not talking about a major concern, not for any sort of severe weather. Temperatures drop into the upper 40s, lower 50s. A mostly cloudy sky for your Saturday. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 60s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. And yes, this is I, Bill Crawford, joined today with producer extraordinaire John Abraham. And if you want to call us, give us a call. We got a few minutes in this segment, 256-382-0724. And he's going to get a proper introduction to our next segment because he's my guest here for Friendly Friday. But with a headset on is an old friend of mine, Marty Eaton. Marty, how are you doing today?
Doing just fine, Bill. Glad to be here with you.
Well, I'm glad you're here. And Marty, what we do in this segment after we have our interview is just kind of go over some of the news headlights that I find that are kind of interesting to me, and not necessarily national, but just any kind of news. And one thing I'd like to elaborate on, Representative Rigsby was talking about cloning. I stumbled upon a story yesterday where a guy in the East Coast had paid $50,000 to have his Boston Terrier cloned. And I guess if you can clone a dog, one of these days you're going to be able to clone a human being.
Yeah, and actually he's not the only one that's done that. There's people that you and I know, famous folks like the former quarterback from the Patriots, Brady.
Very famous. So famous you don't know his name.
Tom Brady, I'm pretty sure his dog, when he lost him, and more the, Bill, I'm terrible on names, but on SportsCenter and on all the football broadcasting, he always has his golden retriever there with him.
Oh, yeah. Kirk Herbstreit. Yeah, well, he had that dog cloned, I think.
He had that dog cloned from his previous one. So people can do it. And when we get into our other segment, I'm going to talk some about pets and things and animals. You know, and it's sometimes I'm going to tell you that just because you can do something doesn't necessarily mean you should.
Well, I'll tell you, if it's $50,000, I love my little dachshund to death, and you know that. But if something happens and they say, here, $50,000, you can get him repeated, I'd say, well, how about $500, and I go to the breeder. But that's neither here nor there. So some other stuff that's happening in our area this weekend, Marty, I don't know if you know this, but, you know, every now and then in the great state of Alabama, they have a tax holiday. There's a tax holiday this weekend for severe weather preparedness. And that's something in this neck of the wood, folks, you just can't simply ignore severe weather, because the next thing you know, you're going to be replacing a roof, as somebody sitting right here next to me knows very well, or you're going to have no power for quite some time. So for the tax thing, and this is in Huntsville, Madison, New Hope, Owens Crossroads, and the entirety of Madison County, all are participating. And if you buy items that are $94 or less, and these are items related to survival of a weather event, also a single purchase of a generator less than $1,564, then you don't have to pay tax. Some of the items we're talking about are batteries, save coin batteries, tarps, plywood for windows, radios, flashlights, other kinds of tarps, tied down gear, and duct tape. And no, Marty, unfortunately, it does not include refreshing adult beverages that you might need to have on hand in case you lose power or you're in a little bit of a pickle. So that's happening this weekend. Were you tracking that at all?
Yeah, vaguely, but as a lifetime Huntsville resident, you know, I've grown up with this weather since I was a child, and I've come to appreciate the need to be prepared. And so many of those things, we've already taken those steps and gotten in place. You sit around here enough out on your front porch watching those thunderstorms go across and then all of a sudden a tornado pop out, you start to learn some respect for them.
Well, you know, I was we have Jordan Dressman on the show from time to time, and he was on the other day, and we were talking about that. And I asked him this question. I said, Jordan, is actually the accuracy of the tornado predictions that we have in the weather now, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because I know I'm guilty of this. I'll sit there and watch the weather, and they'll be up there saying, oh, here's the tornado. It's going right down the 3400 block of Jordan Lane. They tell you right where it is, and I say, well, and you know, we don't have to worry about that. But that's not the case, because these things can rapidly change their mind.
No, they can, but I'm like you. I'll sit there and watch the footage and draw that line further across and see just how close to my property it's coming, and let that influence how well I prepare or not. Maybe I shouldn't, but yeah, I think we're all guilty of that.
Well, I think we are all guilty of that. And so let's move rapidly to other items in the news. Marty, I'm going to ask you a trivia question. Do you know who Jason Bradley DeFord is?
I'm going to say no.
I don't think, because Jason Bradley DeFord was just he's going to be installed as a member of the Grand Ole Opry on March 10th, inducted by his friend Lainey Wilson. And he's also known by his more common name of Jelly Roll.
Okay.
So you know who Jelly Roll is,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. No, you can't follow country music even from a distance and not know who some of those folks are.
No, you have to know who Jelly Roll is. But I have to be honest with you. I mean, I think his story's inspirational. You know, he was in the clink. He was in all kinds of trouble. He was hooked up on drugs. And then he got right with the Lord after, of course, he tattooed every square inch of his face. And then he became a country music singer. But I couldn't name one Jelly Roll song at all. I've seen him all over TV, but I couldn't tell you one little iota about any type of Jelly Roll music. So, one other little thing about life here in Huntsville Avenue. You said you're going where to see the Hark this weekend?
Down to the Von Braun Center.
And also this weekend at the Mars Music Hall, there is something that you and I can relate to. It's the 1980s MTV Experience. And we experienced the 1980s, both you and I did, but also in the early 80s, I recall distinctly back in the days when we had, you and I had record players, and we went to the cadet store to buy our records, or we went to the commissary or the PX. I had a record player, and I actually had a Hart record. So
they're a fine group, and I'm looking forward to seeing them again. I've seen them three or four times over the course of the years, and you know, it's interesting to see that, but that MTV thing, you know what the first video was, don't you?
No.
It was music. It was that Video Killed the Music.
Video Killed the Radio Star.
There
so,
you go.
Speaking of killing the radio star, John is saying, Crawford, shut up. We need to take a break. So we're going to take a break here on The Point with Bill Crawford, joined here with friend Marty Eaton, and we'll come back in a minute and close this hour out.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio. Dubbing quick and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information. This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Every day, The men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness. From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't. It's too heavy.
Oh, my God.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us, we're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
What's better than two end zone sports bars? Three end zone sports bars. And we have you covered with our original location on University across from Red Lobster in Jones Valley on Cecil Ashburn near Carl T. Jones, and our newest location in the Midtown District on McMurtry Drive opposite the Target Plaza. All locations feature the NFL Sunday Ticket, Tuesday half price burgers, and Wednesday $1 jumbo wings all day long.
Okay, everybody, this is Bill Crawford, and that's our wonderful little bumper music that kind of, don't know who put that in there, it surprised both John and I. It sounds like we're at the Freax in the circus, you know, at the Old County Fair. But, hey, we're glad you're here with us. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and we're here on a Friday, and we are glad to be here. So we'll be back in a minute with some more of this great bumper music for our final segment, or our final hour. Bill Crawford with The Point, right back.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
HD 97.7.2, WZZN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio, WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A choppy trading session with stocks trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading after the Supreme Court struck down President Trump's sweeping global tariffs. However, President Trump said that he'll impose a 10% global tariff under a different authority to replace those thrown out by the Supreme Court, albeit temporary. Companies impacted by tariffs are gaining, like footwear companies, which have been especially hard hit by the president's tariffs due to the concentration of industries manufacturing operations in China and neighboring countries. Furniture companies are also rising, led by shares of Wayfair and Williams-Sonoma. Shares of Corning are spiking 6%. The maker of fiber and cabling for data centers is one of the top performers in the S&P 500 after UBS upgraded the company and hiked its price target for Corning stock. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
A $15,000 reward is being offered by the FBI in order to gain more information and leads to find a missing family from Theodore. The Chalk family went missing on January 31st, presumably abducted from their home. That includes 40-year-old Aurelia Chalk, 17-year-old Nyerka Chalk, and 2-year-old Anthony Chalk. One person has been arrested and charged with kidnapping in this case, Juan Carlos Argueta Guerra. I'll be back with more Alabama stories.
Did you know that 70% of people experience a potentially traumatic event in their lifetime, and that 6 out of every 100 adults face PTSD every day? Help us bring hope to these survivors by signing up for your Alabama Distinctive PTSD Awareness License Plate today. The great thing is you can sign up no matter when your current plate renews, and the first year is complimentary. All you need is your VIN number on hand. Drive awareness, drive hope, and customize your plate today at atease.org.
Governor Ivey has signed the App Store Accountability Act into state law. The bill would require app stores and app developers to verify the age of users if a minor is accessing the app here in Alabama. Parents would also be notified and have to give consent before that app can be downloaded. The parents' accounts will be affiliated with the minor's account so that parents can be notified of any significant changes to the app. The bill was sponsored by State Senator Clyde Chambliss and will go into effect in 2027. Chambliss says that there are children in Alabama who have come across inappropriate and damaging content on apps, which has only created chaos and problems in their childhood development. A 6-year-old Bay Minette boy, Kaysen Williams, has been named the winner of the Big Buck Photo Contest put out by the Alabama Black Belt Adventures Association. Kaysen took down an 8-point buck while on a hunting trip with his father in Dallas County. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. Taking care of your property yourself can be a real headache. Eagle can handle it for you. They offer full landscaping services, irrigation, mowing, bush hog, and can install plants and trees, sod, and even landscape borders. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Fox 54 weather impact meteorologist Emily Owen. Scattered showers expected for this Friday night across the Tennessee Valley. We'll see low temperatures fall into the upper 40s for the overnight. Heading into our Saturday, a few lingering rain showers could be possible in the early morning hours. Expect to start cloudy, gradually becoming clear by the afternoon. High temperatures warming into the upper 60s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. Our phones work, 256-382-0724. The bill is paid. And speaking of things that are going well right now, we're going to bring on somebody who can tell us some good news, and that's Jordan Dressman. Jordan, how you doing?
You know, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I couldn't be better. You know, when I've had 2 days in a row where it's almost 80 degrees, I can live with that in February. What's going on here?
You know, it is important to remember that this is a very short-term thing. You know, I'm not trying to be the Debbie Downer on the Friday, but you know, this happens every year. If you think back to every February you've ever been in North Alabama, we always kind of get this week every February where it ends up getting really warm, and then we get brought right back to reality. And reality is that it is still February, and reality is upon us. By the time we get to Sunday, boy, we'll be lucky if we get higher than 45 or 46 on Sunday. And now Monday morning is going to be even better because we start in the 20s. So reality is upon us.
Well, what about tomorrow? What about Saturday? Is that a golf day, or is that a day where you can go out to your smoker and make 20 pounds of wings? What are you going to do?
You know, tomorrow is actually going to be a very nice day. Now, I do not golf. I wish I could golf. And if anybody wants to teach me how to golf, that would be great. I understand the goal is to get the ball in the hole. The entire process of everything in the middle is completely lost on me. I don't know the different clubs. I don't know what those are used for. But I would love to learn to golf. Now, if you're familiar with I'm going to be doing yard work tomorrow. It is going to be in the mid-60s. Tomorrow's going to be great. If you are at all familiar with the concept of a French drain, my wife has me putting one of those in my backyard tomorrow.
Well, hey, first of all, anytime you want to tee it up, I'll be glad to do it, but you have to play by the Bill Crawford rules of golf, and I'll tell you what they are. The first rule of Bill Crawford golf is throw away the scorecard. The second rule is 1 6-pack per cart, and the third rule is you can put as many balls in your pocket as you want to, and you can hit as many as you want to, because I just don't happen to care. I've played golf all my life, and my wife and I play now, but the best thing when golf became fun to me was when we stopped keeping score. I'm not going to go out for the PGA Tour, but if you ever want to tee it up, just let me know. I'll get you out on the Arsenal, and we will have a jolly good time.
All right, that sounds good. Somebody needs to teach me at some point.
Well, hey, that's fine. You just teach us what the weather's going to do. So for the rest of the month, you say we're going to get some cold weather coming up in Monday. Is this kind of the last great cold breath from old man winter, or are we still have to be up on our guard in March?
March, usually the cold ends up slowing down. So, yes, to answer your question, yes, I do think what we're going to get in here Monday, Tuesday, where – you know, we'll only climb into the lower 40s in the afternoon. I think that is going to be the last real, oh, by the way, it's winter. Things typically simmer down a little bit in March. You know, the cold kind of becomes a little more hit or miss. You know, maybe it moves in for a day or so and gets on out. But March, we do typically get consistently warmer. The other problem with that is March typically is the start of our spring severe weather season. So we kind of go from one thing to segueing right into the other thing as we get into the middle and later part of March, especially.
Well, I appreciate your time today. I love this little segment on Friday. We don't just have to always talk about the weather. We've talked about chicken wings and French drains and golf now. And I do have a question, though. You know, I have a good face for radio. Nobody can, right now, we're going to have a camera in here one of these days, but as a fairly visible member of the media in a small town like Huntsville, Alabama, are you recognized when you go places? Do people come up and talk to you and tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, great forecast, or hey, buddy, you missed it, or just say, hey, can I have your autograph?
You know, I have gotten requests for autographs. I honestly think it happens more often, you know, just being tapped on the shoulder and Target happens more often than you might think, and I love it. It's fun for me, you know. The only part that I always find it very awkward, you know, common politeness says when somebody introduced themselves to you, you know, you would then respond with, hi, my name's Bill. But everybody already knows my name, so I always feel very awkward saying, hi, I'm Jordan, because everybody already knows that. And so I never really know what to do in that first moment, but I do love meeting people. It's a lot of fun for me, and it's always fun putting faces to names. Sometimes I get the stereotypical jokes, but it's fun for me.
Well, you know, also, I follow you on Facebook. You have a real good Facebook page. How many people do follow you on Facebook? Do you track that?
I do track that, and I am very proud of the Facebook following. I really enjoy doing the whole Facebook thing. I think I'm up to about 13,000.
Wow.
On the Facebook, and I really appreciate the following that I've garnered on Facebook, because as you've seen, I try and talk about a variety of things other than weather. There's a lot of things to discuss, you know, and I think that keeps the conversation a lot of fun.
Well, I'll ask you a question. Speaking of things that are fun to discuss, obviously golf is not your hobby. I don't think putting in French drains is. So what is the favorite thing you like to do when you are not being tasked to do something from your other boss in the house?
You know, I enjoy a good beer. I enjoy just sitting down, enjoying a beverage, but I also like to run. And I feel like I'm in a minority of people that enjoy running, but that is one of my favorite things to do, is I enjoy running.
Well, you know, I used to be a runner, and the guy sitting in studio with me has actually did a 100-mile run one time, I think. And I didn't mind it, but my knees certainly did. And, you know, when you're in the military and you're running in combat boots and running on pavement, eventually your knees just wear out. And I've got a prosthetic knee on the left and a stem cell knee on the right. And running to me has now been replaced by swimming laps. So the next time I see you running, I'll find you and we'll go get a beer somewhere. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. We should.
All right. Well, hey, Jordan, thank you for calling in today. And let's go ahead, John, and take a break. And then we'll come back and we'll talk to my old friend about all his various and sundry charitable activities. And we'll be back in a minute. Bill Crawford, The Point.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of Jacob Title. Stan, I've heard that every real estate closing at Jacob Title is a very big deal. Why is that?
Wes, I'm reminded of a very impactful statement that I heard from Coach Gene Stallings years ago when he talked about big games and little games. He said he didn't like that comparison. He says, because try losing one of those little games. And if you ever do, it ends up being the biggest game all year long. Well, it's the same thing with real estate closings. Every game, every closing is a very big deal at Jacob Title. Because when it's your closing and your contract on the line, it's a very big deal, and we understand that at Jacob Title.
So it sounds like whether your client is a first-time residential buyer or a multi-million-dollar investor, they can expect your A-game.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you bring your real estate closing to us at Jacob Title, we understand it's all about trust and confidence. And when Stan McDonald tells you that a chicken dips snuff, you can look under his wing for the box.
And like Beavs likes to say, there's no doubt about it.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at Your Home Window Company. When it comes to replacement windows, exterior doors, or new window screens, Your Home Window is the answer anywhere in Huntsville, Athens, Decatur, or Hartselle. Your Home Window windows and doors are made here in the USA and come with a lifetime warranty. When replacing those old windows or doors, Your Home Window has the solution for you. In-home estimates are always free and financing is available. Learn more at yourhomewindow.com and see clearly with Your Home Window. Visit yourhomewindow.com to make an appointment today.
It's an amazing time in our industry. Things are changing so rapidly. With digital signatures and workflow software, we help our customers work from anywhere. This helps you save time and money and upgrade your technology. Like I said, it's an amazing time to watch our customers grow and succeed.
Just ask anyone. The Lion's Secret.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. And yes, this is Bill Crawford. And we're on Talk Radio WZZN all day long until 4 o'clock. Been here for an hour and a half or so. If you want to give us a call us at 256-382-0724. Right now, folks, what I need you to do is just take a deep breath and relax, because we are done talking politics and issues for the week. We are now to move into what I call Friendly Friday. That's going to be a segment we have every week. And one thing that I thought was a good thing to do, what we like to do on Friendly Friday is talk about stuff that people are doing to make a difference within our community. And I know a person who does that, and he's a good friend of mine. And before I bring him in, I'll introduce him to you a little bit. And this is my old friend, Marty Eaton. Marty is from Huntsville, and he and I date back a long, long way. We first bumped into each other at Beast Barracks at West Point in 1976. That's a long time ago, folks. Didn't have computers back then. And if you say, what's Beast Barracks? Well, Beast Barracks is where they assemble all the people who are going to enroll in West Point and hopefully graduate in 4 years. And when you come in there, you're a pretty big dog. You're normally like the captain of the football team or the president of the student body or the valedictorian or an Eagle Scout. You're kind of the cream of the crop. And you come in there, and guess what? From day one, you find out you are not the cream of the crop anymore. You are reduced to what is called plebe status, plebe being kind of a low form of human life. And when you're a plebe, you really are a low form of human life. You are broken down, you're hazed, you're given all kinds of things, menial tasks to do, so that no longer are you that big star from your high school class. Now you're just a member of the common hoi polloi. And there's a reason for that, that they break you down so you can get to the lowest common denominator and coalesce as a class and a unit and come back up and eventually be a West Point cadet. Well, Marty and I were in the same Beast Barracks company a long, long time ago, and we've been friends ever since. We served in the Army together. Recently, we were government employees here out on the arsenal together, actually shared an office. We watch Alabama football together. We watch Army football together. We've seen our kids grow up together. And Marty, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you, Bill. Glad to be here with you.
Appreciate it. Glad to have you here. And did I miss anything, or is that a pretty accurate summation?
No, I think you hit it right. I think that the experience we went through just helped ground us and let us know where we stood in the world, but also that there's a lot of people with a lot of talents, and being able to harness those as an Army officer and stuff was a great thing to learn.
Yes, it was, and I can still remember the days long ago. See, when you're in Beast Barracks at West Point, the only privilege you have essentially is breathing air and growing hair. And my mother would send cookies and things up to my room, and somehow chow hounds like Marty and others would find out about it. And the next thing you know, on a Saturday night, the upperclassmen would be gone having fun consuming refreshing adult beverages, and everybody would be in my room eating cookies.
Well, there was some of that, but I also got to say that one of the greatest things about having you in my Beast Barracks platoon was the upperclassmen, when they would start taking a great interest in people, it wasn't always the most pleasant. And I'd be standing in formation, and you were standing one row back and about three people over, and then someone would come up to you, and you hit them with that fine Southern drawl, and the upperclassman standing in front of me would pick his head up and look and say, "Who's that back there?" And you were like a magnet for that. And I always have appreciated how you shielded many of us from some of that.
Well, just to pull on that thread just a little bit, one of the things that happened to me from Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, my family ran the paper, the Democrat Union, and it was just chock full of news that you would never read anywhere else in the world. They'd have these little old ladies who would write columns about their neighborhood, and I particularly recall one called In and Around Peppertown, and the column would read something like this: "Oh, Aunt Betty said that young'un had the croup, and he's feeling real bad, so the next thing you know, everybody had the croup, and so they had to go see old Doc, and old Doc was out of town, so they had to get a pole to," you know, just nonsense like that. And I made the mistake of leaving one of those out on my desk one day, and the cadre came in, and they saw In and Around Peppertown, and for a month, this was after Beast Barracks, I had to stand in front of the formation and read In and Around Peppertown to the amusement of about 100 people in my company, and they'd laugh their brains out. So, but We're not here to tell old war stories, though we may later on, but we're here to talk about, Marty, the charitable things and the good things that you do. And I know there's a lot, but I know we've been talking about dogs a lot for some reason on the show today. So tell us a little bit about what you and your wife do with regard to helping the canine furry friends out.
Well, like you and a lot of other people, we've always had dogs and loved them, and they've always been a big part of our life. But if you look around, you realize that a lot of people don't feel the same way, and there's a lot of abuse. There's a lot of dogs that need to find that forever home and stuff. So one of the things that we've been involved in recently for the past several years is Southeast GSP Rescue. GSP is the type of breed I have, a German Shorthair Pointer. And there are specialized rescue organizations for most breeds. We got involved a few years ago when we knew that we only wanted to have one dog in the family right now, but we also wanted to help out and be of assistance. So these dogs are they're beautiful, loving animals, but they have energy. They'll get away from somebody. They'll get lost. They might run 30 miles away and show up in a pound somewhere. Nobody identifies them, and they just languish there.
Let me ask you a question about that, though, real quick. Pardon me for jumping in, but I've seen your dogs, German Shorthaired Pointers. These are not like strays that you see walking down the street. Would somebody have a dog like that? That's obviously an expensive animal, and not do right about it.
Well, there's probably two main factors in our breed. One is they're hunting dogs, they're bird dogs. They're trained instinctively to go out and point game and, if necessary, chase after it. This morning, I had two deer in my backyard inside the fence that he went after, and the deer just simply jumped over the fence and kept going. And if I didn't have an electric, what we call an invisible fence, which would give him a little shock if he got too close to the edge, he would have simply leaped that fence and gone on to chase him. And he might run for half an hour and realize that he's 5 miles away and doesn't know where he's at. So they get lost. There's also people that they didn't expect the things that they're going to do. They decide that they're a little too much for what their family situation, so they turn them in. So it's not that there's anything wrong with the breed. They're doing exactly what they were bred to do, but then they find themselves without a home. So, you know, I'm the person that if somebody, if one shows up in a pound in a county over, and we find out about it, I'll get a call from the folks at GSP Rescue to go over and check it out. Take a look at it, make sure it is a GSP, what it's like. And then I may be the one who brings it home for a month and fosters it. Or I may transport it to some other volunteer who's going to take care of it for that first month. It makes sure that it's a healthy, that it's trained basically, and start to help look for its forever home. And these rescue organizations, they work with each other. They identify potential adopters. I even go and do home visits on people that if you wanted to adopt one and you saw one online and thought you would make a good home for it, and you lived here in Huntsville, I'd probably get the call to come over and check you out and make sure that you have a fenced yard that's going to keep it, that you understand the way the breed's going to act, that you are familiar with them so that if we do place one with you, it's going to be a permanent placement. And something that's successful for everybody.
Now, these are just out of curiosity, how much does a dog like this cost?
You know, you can get some for a few hundred. You can get some of them for a few thousand. A lot of it depends on the genetics of the dog, but also what you're buying it for. You know, our dog, we wanted basically a pet, but we also went back to a breeder that we knew bred really high-quality animals, well-behaved, loving animals, healthy. And she wanted this particular one shown. And so even though I wasn't eager to go back into the show ring, I paid a show price, and Gus is now both. He earned his championship in about 3 months, and I retired him for a year, and then I took him back out, and he earned his grand champion in 3 months, and I retired him again. He just does really good at it.
Now, when you say earn the championship, what the image that comes to my mind is the Westminster Dog Show. Is that kind of the thing?
That's that on a smaller scale, that's exactly what it is. You go into the ring with other dogs of your breed. You get judged as to how well you exemplify the ideal of that breed and how well-behaved and charismatic they are, and you gain points. And it's really more bragging rights than anything. We're not involved in breeding anymore. But he did good, and the judges loved him. But he does even better with my grandchildren at home and sitting on the couch with them. So,
well, let me ask you this final question on the dog transit business. How far have you ever taken one or gone to pick one up?
So my wife has driven up to Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Wow.
To pick one up and transported it almost to Birmingham on a dog that was headed to Florida because we had identified a family that was willing to foster it down there. And finding people who are willing to volunteer to help transport the dogs or help foster the dogs and stuff is one of the biggest things. We have plenty of people want to adopt them once they're trained and settled and stuff. It's finding the people who can invest some time in that in-between process to transition a dog from a stray to a loving animal for a family. That's where, you know, a lot of these organizations need to help.
And I assume, I don't assume, I know the answer. You do all this with your own nickel. There's no reimbursement, no anything. You just do it because you're a good guy.
No, that's true. Now, the rescue will pay the vet cost while you're fostering. So if you pick a dog up from the pound, you're going to foster him for a month. He has to be spayed or neutered, needs heartworm treatment, needs up-to-date on shots. They cover all that. But feeding, transporting, toys, or, you know, you just like having one of your own. At the end of the period, I get to review the applications, and I'm the one that rank orders them and then makes the phone calls and talks to people and helps to and make the final decision who gets to adopt that dog.
Well, see, folks, I think that's a good thing. That fits very well with Friendly Friday. This is a man and his wife who take time out of their life with their own nickel to make sure that the dogs they love are treated right and have a good home. So let's move on to another one of the topics that you're involved with. Tell our listeners a little bit about Project Rubicon. I think I said that right.
Well, Team Rubicon is a veteran-led service organization that specializes in sending volunteer teams in to disaster areas throughout the U.S. and across the world, but mainly within the U.S., to assist residents to recover from hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires. We have ongoing operations right now helping people recover from the ice storm that hit up across Middle Tennessee and into northern Mississippi and kept so many people out of power for so long. A lot of those residents still have broken trees and stuff from that ice storm laying across their property. They may have the roof busted and not able to live in their house. And so we have actually four operations, three in Tennessee and one in Mississippi going right now where teams of Team Rubicon members are there on site and they're donating their labor to go in and cut away the trees off of somebody's roof, to tarp the roof, to give them temporary relief, to work with the other organizations, FEMA, the local disaster folks, the first responders in the area, as well as a couple other volunteer groups that do similar work to us, and we all work well together, to provide these kind of services at no cost to the homeowner to help get them back up on their feet.
Well, now, I seem to recall a few years ago when we had the hurricane literally that came through the mountains, through the Smoky Mountain area in North Carolina that just wreaked havoc. Didn't you have a little bit to do with some of that?
Yeah, so we had actually operations going on from Florida all the way up above Asheville, North Carolina that followed the track of that storm. I did two deployments to Douglasville, Georgia, a small town.
That's right outside of Atlanta, right?
It's a little ways south and southwest there, more towards Tifton.
Okay.
But Dawson, Georgia. Now I got it right. That's where. Anyway. Yeah,
Douglasville is where Six Flags used to be.
No, Dawson, Georgia.
Okay, there we go.
They didn't get flooding because the hurricane passed them so fast, but it spun off a whole lot of tornadoes, and probably 50% of the mature trees in that town were down. Some of them crashed right through people's houses all the way down to the foundation. Others were littering their yards. going across the streets, just really, really ruined that people's ability to live and enjoy their home. So we spent almost 4 months rotating teams of people. The city gave us a gym in their rec center, the locker rooms, and a couple classrooms to work out of, and that's where we lived. And teams of people would rotate in and out. Team Rubicon supplied all the tools and the vehicles to go out on site. And we would literally go up and offer our services to folks and cut all the down trees, drag them to the street. We'd report which places we were doing each evening. And in the next morning, FEMA would have those big trucks with the claws out there picking that up while we're moving on to the next set of sites doing the same thing again. And we had teams of people doing that at least 3 months continuously.
Well, they still have issues there from what I understand.
No, some places still do. And part of that is some of those places were just the roads going in and out is what became the limiting factor on how much help you could get back there to them. And so in case, like I did a deployment to Eastern Kentucky, and they had flooding up and down those hollows and along the sides of those mountains. And some of those two-lane roads were down to less than one lane where water in that river stream had washed out. So the roads were closed to the public. We had permission to drive because of who we were and the fact that everybody driving one of our vehicles had time driving military vehicles in combat and knew how to drive on a non-existent road so that we could get back into those communities and help these people strip out where their house had been flooded maybe 3 feet high, rip out the drywall, the insulation, get it down to the studs where we could clean it and bleach it so they didn't have black mold, and put them in a position to try to save their house so that they could then continue to live there.
Well, now, when you do something like that, again, I assume you're on your own nickel. You're just there. There's no compensation whatsoever. So, do you at least get fed?
Oh, yeah. So, number one, Team Rubicon, if you drive to an operation, within 450 miles, they want you to drive your own vehicle there. They reimburse you the mileage allowance to get there and back. If it's beyond 450 miles, they fly people in. And they have corporate donors that have contributed money to help pay for tickets to bring people in if they have to from all over the country. So number one, you get there. They provide you a place to sleep. You bring a sleeping bag, a pad, the kind of things that you and I did in the Army, and sleep on a cot. They provide the food for us. They provide the vehicles to use on site. They provide all the tools and heavy equipment needed. And they organize the teams, and each day you have a list of tasks that your team's going to accomplish, a list of homes you're going to go through and offer your services to, and then you report back at the end of the day and get your assignments for the next day, and it's just an ongoing process. But it's a very rewarding thing to go up to a homeowner who's maybe 3-4 weeks after the storm and they still can't live in their house, and go up there and offer to do that, and they've already had somebody show up, but offer to do it at a steep price. And then you say, well, our services are at no cost to the homeowner. The relief that you see on that person's face, that alone makes it worthwhile.
Well, frankly, until you and I talked about this a couple of years ago, I'd never heard of this before. How large is Team Rubicon nationwide?
So we've got chapters in every state of the union. We've got probably close to several thousands of volunteers that are trained, vetted, and deployable. We've got a large group of corporate donors that have stepped forth to help provide the funds for the vehicles, for the tools, for the airfare to bring people in. It started about 15 years ago when a disaster hit Haiti, and a group of soldiers who were now out of the Army looked at what was going on and decided, you know, we can go down there and make a difference. So they picked up a couple kit bags full of what they thought were needed in terms of supplies, flew down, found an area that was being underserved, and made a difference. And the saying in Team Rubicon, and I'll pardon my French for this, is we get shit done. And if that gets you
hear that?
But it's something that gray shirts like myself take a lot of pride in. And that's what we call our volunteers, gray shirts, because we wear a gray shirt with the Team Rubicon logo, and we're on all of our missions so that everybody knows who we are, and they know, and nobody slips in and pretends to be us.
Well, now, one final thing, and then we're going to have to take a break. Can you hang around a little after the break?
I can, yeah.
Federal money, FEMA, all the national, it's a national disaster, it's a disaster area, none of those funds flow to this organization?
No. In fact, we help the counties that are impacted get more FEMA reimbursement than they normally would. One way that a county after a disaster gets reimbursed is estimates of, say, the tonnage of debris that they have to clear. So we keep records of what we're doing, and each day we report the volume, the tonnage of trees, say, that we cut up and stacked up to the headquarters, but we also pass that to the county emergency management. They put that on their count, not ours, and that goes to help. When FEMA calculates how much money they're due, they're getting paid for the work that we've done, but they can turn around and use that money for more benefit to their constituents and the people that need it.
Well, Marty, I think that's a very admirable cause. And John, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back, and you and I will continue this conversation and talk about other things on this, my anniversary day, 1 month of The Point with Bill Crawford. How about that? Large round of applause and fireworks from our millions of listeners. This is Bill Crawford. This is The Point. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
No representation has made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
You need a lawyer, and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office, too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll go you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The new favorite place for delicious Mexican food is Coralejos Mexican Grill in Huntsville. Check out their reviews on Facebook and you'll see what people are raving about. Enjoy drink specials all day Monday through Thursday, like house margaritas for $3.99 and 12-ounce drafts for $2. Even vegan-friendly entrees on Monday starting at 5. Coralejos Mexican Grill, 1658 Old Monrovia Road in Huntsville. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram to stay updated on their specials.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A partly sunny to mostly cloudy sky this afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 60s. As we head into the overnight, some showers and thunderstorms are going to push their way into the Tennessee Valley. Some of those could pack a bit of a punch, but we're not talking about a major concern for any sort of severe weather. Temperatures drop into the upper 40s, lower 50s. A mostly cloudy sky for your Saturday. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 60s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. This is Bill Crawford, joined with longtime friend and charitable person, good guy, Marty Eaton. And we're glad you joined us today on our anniversary. We hope you're enjoying the show. Again, it's Friendly Friday. Friendly Friday is a day where we kind of steer away from all the politics and the issues and the growth and this, that, da-da-da-da-da. And we want to talk about things that will make you feel good as you head home for your weekend and your one day of good weather followed by your one day of bad weather. And Marty, you were talking about Project Rubicon. And one thing I wanted to mention, kind of a segue into what else you're going to mention, is, you know, I haven't done nearly the charitable stuff in my life that you have. I think most of the stuff I have done has been around selling Christmas trees for the Sertoma Club and for the Boy Scouts. I sold those things for probably 15 years, which, by the way, is one reason why I have an artificial tree now. We'll never have a real Christmas tree ever again. But my hat is off to people like you who do things like this of their own free will without compensation. But one of the things that you were mentioning, you know, the transporting of the dogs, that's just cool. That's something that all of us who love little furry guys, that's something that that warms the cockles of your heart. Project Rubicon is a bigger thing, but if you're listening out there and you say, hey, I'm just me, you know, I don't have a lot of resources, I don't have many things that I can do, I don't have a lot of skills, but Marty, you were telling me that you and your wife have learned that you don't have to be a rich person or highly skilled just to do something to help the community out.
No, you don't. And I want people to understand that you can go and join a group like Team Rubicon and do these deployments across the country, but you can also look around. There's all kinds of opportunities to step in on your own schedule most of the time within your local community here. I'm really proud of the work that my wife does volunteering at the school that our grandchildren attend. She does, you know, we all love our kids. We all want them to succeed in school. Luckily, you and I are at an age and a point in life where we have a little more time. We're retired. We can travel. We can do things. We can spend time with the kids, but we can then turn around and find some times to give back. My wife, Carol, goes in once a week to Mountain Gap Elementary School and goes into two different classrooms, and it changes which ones based on the teacher's needs and who've asked for her. But she often will go in and sit down with a student who may be a little behind in their work and has some worksheets they need to do separate and sit there and help them through that. Or a couple kids that are working on reading and trying to get up on grade level, and she'll sit there and be the one who assists them with that. There's been a couple times where she's taken over and supervised the class while the teacher gave that intensive help to some students. She's done this for 3 years, not every week, but it's rewarding not just to those children. It's not just helpful to those teachers, but she comes back feeling great because she's helping children get to where they need to be and to, as you and I would say, be all they can be. But it's she can decide how much of that she's available. Another thing that she used to do, and somebody's a real simple thing, you volunteer to help be on the car line. So in the morning when parents are pulling up and dropping their kids off for school, you're the one that opens the door, helps the kids get out, make sure they have their stuff, close the door, and send them on to their classroom. Or in the afternoon, you come in and volunteer for a half hour, helping them get into the right car so that they go home to their parents with everything they need. Those are simple things that don't take a lot of extra training. They don't take a lot of time, and they certainly don't take a lot of money, and they're always, always needed.
Well, you know, folks, one thing also, and that is a very good idea. I would tend to think that if you really want to help something out, just go knock on the door of your local church, too. You know, there's probably all kinds of stuff that they need help with. And again, one other thing about this segment of the show, we've had a few folks on here who do good things. And if you're out there listening to the show and you say, hey, I know somebody who has an organization that they do a lot of stuff for the community, but nobody knows about them, or they'd like to get a boost, or they would like just to tell their word and get their story out. Get in touch with me, get in touch with producer Brian Temple, send us a note on our Facebook page on Talk Radio, on our website on talkradiowzzn.com, and we will put you on the air gladly on a Friday afternoon. That's what this segment is for. And, well, Marty, I admire you for doing that. Anything else you've ever done? Don't you usher at the Civic Center too?
We do, and we started that this year. So my wife and I attended a lot of the Broadway Theater League shows and concerts and things that they've done. And we noticed the people that are standing off on the sides in the red vests that are helping you look at your ticket and tell you which row you're seated in and stuff. All those people are volunteers. Most of them are folks my age who have the time on their hands. Well, we contacted them, we've checked into it, and we had to go to about an hour training to learn the basics of it. And then with each show that comes into Huntsville, we get an email that lists how many performances are going to be and allows us to volunteer for the ones that we want. So I report in an hour before the VBC opens its doors to the public, get a briefing on what's going on, get an assignment on where I'm going to be stationed. They open the doors, crowds start coming in. Typically, I'm at one of the portals helping make sure people know that, no, you need to go in around the other side, or your seat's up in the top, or, yeah, you're right here, right down this row, three seats, helping them get in and get settled in. Once the show starts, we sit down right there on the edge and enjoy the show. And so it's an easy way to benefit and have something you enjoy and also give back.
Well, if you ever saw me coming in, it would be pretty easy because my seat is always going to be on the end of the row near the exit. So that's, and also near the concession stand, if at all possible. Well, Marty, thanks much. Let's go ahead and we will break right now, John, and you and I can get ready to celebrate our anniversary, and we'll get out of here for the weekend in a couple of minutes.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Eagle Masonry and Insulation. It's right there in the name. Eagle is your one-stop shop for block, stone, or brickwork, monument signs, and outdoor kitchens and fireplaces. Eagle also offers the finest craftsmanship and insulation, including fiberglass or spray foam insulation, and of course, insulation removal. Philip Love and his team have years of experience bringing the region the best in masonry and insulation services. For more information and a quote, visit insulatewitheagle.com or call 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
Eagle Masonry and Insulation. It's right there in the name. Eagle is your one-stop shop for block, stone, or brickwork, monument signs, and outdoor kitchens and fireplaces. Eagle also offers the finest craftsmanship and insulation, including fiberglass or spray foam insulation, and of course, insulation removal. Philip Love and his team have years of experience bringing the region the best in masonry and insulation services. For more information and a quote, visit insulatewitheagle.com or call 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
No Wi-Fi?
How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown. Get a Generac generator from Current Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit GenSuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
Most current way to keep your power on. GeneracSuperstore.com.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying.
Hey, folks, this is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. My in-studio guest has been my friend Marty Eaton. This is our one-month anniversary, and I can tell you this. A month ago, I was sitting in front of this microphone doing a political talk show, and I felt like a pig looking at a wristwatch. But we're here. We hadn't been fired, just kind of like Steve McQueen said at the end of Papillon, where he's floating away on the bag of coconuts, and he says, "I'm still here, you bastards." Well, we're still here, and we hope to be here for a long, long time. Join us next week, where Monday our guests are going to be Attorney General candidate Pamela Casey and our normal now Monday afternoon guest, which is going to be Miss Kenesha Dees, who's the anchor of Fox News, and we recap what happened last week. A lot of stuff happened today in the world that we didn't even get into. And so, folks, as we get out of here, one, thank you for listening. Two, tell your friends about us. We'd love to have them listen too. And as I say on my old show from ESPN, I'll still say it here. No matter where you are and no matter what you're doing in this great world of ours, there's a soldier, sailor, airman, marine, space command member, Coast Guard, merchant marine, a federal government employee, or somebody doing what they do best, so you can enjoy your life in this great country of ours. This is Bill Crawford. This is The Point. Myself and John Abraham saying, have a great weekend.